you have to test it. You have to tell someone, yeah, is it like, is it the problem, you know, that people are really facing of your, or you're actually only one who is in love in your idea?
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. I am in Sarajevo, Bosnia, and they're not at war. It's amazing here. It's incredible. And there's awesome women in technology. I had the privilege of speaking at United Nations for International Girls Day with IT Girls. And it's just been an amazing, amazing, amazing experience, which would not have been made possible if it weren't for Swiss Contact and Alema. Hello.
Hello. Even though it's not a war, I was still born in war, so don't worry, guys. You're all welcome to come here and check this out. Esprit said it's awesome nature and food, so yeah, come on and check out.
Seriously, I love this town. I was writing my mom today. I wish I could explore more of Bosnia because it is really cool. It's where the Olympics were held back in the 80s, and it is just the media gives it a bad rep. I mean, they went through a really, really hard time, and it's a lingering reputation that they shouldn't have, you know, plastered on the country anymore, because it truly is an amazing, amazing country.
Okay, I'm from Bosnia and Herzegovina. So Bosnia and Herzegovina was always one country. We were never separated in two and got united.
So those of you who don't know, when you look at a map, Bosnia is Bosnia
Herzegovina.
Herzegovina. And most of us just say Bosnia.
Yeah.
But it's actually the whole thing. Okay, go ahead.
So it's official name of the country. And why is actually separated? Because it has a historical connotation, because Bosnia was always a kingdom. And the thing is, like, the Middle Ages, one knight had the title Herzog, and he actually named all the his land Herzegovina. So, and what is very important when it comes to history and geography, that Bosnia is continental and Herzegovina is very Mediterranean. So that was actually, I would say, the main difference. But, you know, our full name is Bosnia and Herzegovina. So if you're like, find yourself in Herzegovina, they will always, you know, remind you that this country's name, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
So let's get into it. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Alema, born and raised in Sarajevo, Bosnia. So I've been working for Swiss Entrepreneurship Program this is the third year of our program. My role is actually to facilitate mentorship skills and actually the expertise of our experts that are coming here to help us and support us, especially our startups and startup organizations like Esprit is doing right now. And what is very important that we are a global project helping emerging markets like 4 countries in Balkans and 2 countries aside as Peru and Vietnam. So if you want to check it out, check that on our website, swisscontact.org. O-R-G.
Yeah. Spelling in another language is always really hard. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. So I would say that my project is very interesting because we figured out that even though that we are emerging markets, we are lacking a lot of business skills. Although we will be known as Eastern Europe for technical background, but still we don't know how to actually behave on the international markets. So having experts from all around the world here, like Esprit, helping us and actually to understand how we can prosper from the knowledge and giving our resources, which is like you've been always saying, how much is important to know what is available, not only on the market, but also from the people. And actually, the most important, I would say, lesson that we figured out from our expert coming from USA is give first. So that is, I would say, the first value that entrepreneurs need to know. And our culture is actually kind of like shaping around the Balkans, around that value.
Talking about giving first, you learned this from an incredible organization in the States, Startup Grind. You're a Startup Grind director in Sarajevo. Like, tell us more about what that means to be a Startup Grind director.
Yeah, that's an awesome organization. Well, what is very cool about Startup Grind is that we are an organization present in over 400 cities worldwide. So in every city that you are, you can reach to the chapter director and it will give you information about the ecosystem and what is like happening in that particular city. Because directors are actually not connected only to the whole country, but to the city, which is like making, I would say, more convenient for the community that you can reach out and see who are the startups on the market, what is like happening, who are the main players, if you need help, who to reach out. What is very important that we are like trying to help out and make our events really, I would say, approachable for everyone, that if you really want to be inspired, that you come for our Startup Grind event. But the other thing, what is very important, that you can feel what actually it means to have entrepreneurial community around you. That it means that it's actually safe community where failure is like, it's not the best word. It's like, you know, it's very safe. It's safe to fail. You can get, all around in my community, what is very awesome, that a lot of startups actually meet each other and talk with other organizations like incubators. Also, some VCs are always, I would say, on my events, and a lot of developers. So we are actually having that event in a local pub, and we are actually trying to, when we hear one story, very inspirational story, to actually hang out afterwards and network and learn from one another. Most importantly, like about Startup Grind, it's like that every month, one event must be held. So, which is actually me, that consistency is actually something that is very unique for the Startup Grind events, because every month you are actually, you have a, I would say, I'm not say privilege, but opportunity to actually meet people who are very cool and in a very, I would say, you know, relaxing environment, because it's not like that you need to be there, you know, it's in its way that it's not a business meeting or something, you know, it's not that kind of vibe, but it's very, you know, helpful, and you're making it's super fun, you know? Yeah. I have so much cool people at the event, you know, because my so why did I decided to actually take alliances for this, and actually when I applied to be a Startup Grind director, is like I want to have a cool event because I want to hang out with cool people. And when I get to the States, first event that I went to was Startup Grind Chicago, and I was like blown away, because you know, chapter director there, Tom Dennison, was like, you know, so approachable, and you know, he told me about, you know, when you need to visit this incubator, these people are doing this, and you, what are you interested in, you know, that kind of like I would say approach, which was so friendly, and you know that some girl from like coming from Bosnia, like, you know, when I said, you know, I'm a chapter director too, he was like, awesome. And he told like everyone about it. And I was like, you know, oh my God, I'm feeling so special. Exactly.
It's something that has come up both with your involvement in Startup Grind and your involvement in Swiss Contact is collaboration. And I've noticed that a lot of your work relates to forming collaboration amongst business people. What have you found is something that you could guide us that has really worked in forming collaboration? So, because there's been resistance, right? Here in Bosnia, there was resistance in collaborating, and you've worked really hard to make people feel more collaborative, and you continue to do that work. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just like kind of like introduce your audience about what was the main problem.
Yeah.
So it's actually, you know, it's a normal thing happening in the business world when something new is happening. It's new in the market, and everyone feels as a competitors to one another.
Right.
So we are a country of 3.8 million people. So basically, that's so small. You know, people would say, well, you only know each other in a country, yeah. You know. But because emerging markets itself, especially in Bosnia, its infrastructure is very bad. We are lacking still a lot of stuff.
Right.
You will see how hard it is actually to get to Eastern Europe, especially here. Because the infrastructure is not really, you know, supportive.
Right.
And, you know, our partners, even though they are in different cities, they didn't know about each other.
Right.
And they feel like, you know, that, you know, they don't have, you know, they didn't have at that back in the days, a goal that they need to collaborate. And then we made an opportunities that they meet each other, that they actually, you know, we connect them through via emails. Then we brought them at the peer-to-peer exchanges.
Right.
And we are actually not only like in a country, but also regionally, because as I said, we don't have like much people living in this country. So we as a region need to act as one. As you've been mentioning like today, you know, if we unite as Balkan, then we have like, I will say, then it's our voice can be heard.
And I said that today in a meeting we had this morning. Part of what Swiss Contact does is, or not part, the whole, like a huge part of what they do is they help essentially connect different hubs, community leaders, companies in the city with experts so that we could help support the city in prospering forward. So, for example, like I said, I gave a talk at United Nations. Like, it felt really great to help move forward women in technology here in Bosnia. Who knows where that can go? And so for them to have access to an American entrepreneur, I think that was really exciting.
Yeah, because it's making... Because startup world is generally very small. So, yeah. Because then, you know, in general...
Globally or here?
Globally, yeah. It's very small. Because it's easy... Now, is I think today, you can reach to people... So easy,
yeah.
Like you never, you know, been poor because before we didn't have LinkedIn, we didn't have everyone was like manually. So you know, but I would say that what was very inspiring having so many experts from abroad here, because it's not only that our partners starting actually to collaborate, but it's also within themselves. But they start to collaborate with experts from another accelerators and, you know, making this story not to have, you know, if you're a startup, you have, you know, if Bosnia is your maybe starting point, but, you know, you have to think beyond that.
Right.
So like you're having, for example, you bringing that perspective, you know, you're changing what we essentially do as Swiss Contact, especially this project, CCP, is actually that we are doing culture shifting. So having your perspective here as entrepreneur from United States is actually that you shift the mindset, okay, this is my perspective.
Right.
This is how we do things. And at some people, they're going to, you know, something will click. And you will inspire someone. Someone will be like, uh-huh, okay, I knew that. You validate.
Right.
And most importantly, like, you show how much entrepreneurs are really collaborative. And, you know, you can understand your peer entrepreneur much more than someone for corporate culture can do it.
Totally. Totally. And when did you first become passionate about entrepreneurship and technology?
So, well, that's a funny story. So, I've been involved in the civil society sector for a long time. And when it comes to technology, I'm an engineer of genetics. So that's something that was like, you know, tech was something what I really wanted to do, how to make a change.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to make it through STEM because that's something what I saw like, oh, my God, like we have so much problems. Let's fix it all. And because for me, DNA is actually a core of life. So, but when it comes to startups, I fell in love in a very country far away from here. So in a totally different continent. Uh-huh. So I went, when I was 22, I went to the Congress in India.
Yeah.
And they were and it was amazing Congress because we had a lot of big companies like Electrolux, Mindvalley, I don't know, like Husqvarna, like PwC, a lot of global companies like actually pushing this agile and actually lean, I would say, methodology and approach to the things. But what was like for me the best part, the one partner that was I blown away, it was Accelerator. It was like 63 Moons.
Right.
And they had few startups where founders were Colombia, Russia, China. And I was like, and you guys are all in India? Uh-huh. Like why? And, you know, and they were all my peers. And they're just like, when we have this business idea that solved the problem in India. And, you know, and we were like, we want to work on this market because if we help the community here, we're going to help it, like, you know, our next step is scale it to global. And I was like, you know, that's super cool. And the main thing is like that what was like a sparked me, that was like problem solving through having a business solution.
Right.
Because, like, you know, being an age in a civil sector where I, you know, where we impacted the students and youth through project, it was like, okay, we should like think about impact as business solution. And when we like, when my team get back and when I get back, we actually figure out, okay, let's connect youth and entrepreneurship and actually connect them to the corporate world, but also for incubators and accelerators. And actually after that, I got a job here and I was like, oh my God, it's like my first job is actually creating an impact, but you know, I'm hanging out with cool people.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm so grateful, like, you know.
And you're so good at what you do.
Well, thank you. I'm not good as you.
No, like it's been really, you know, to have someone so passionate and so organized and so thoughtful guide you around and take you to the right people to create a positive impact. This is, your job isn't easy. Like, you're constantly creating meaningful relationships with business initiatives to essentially move a country or a whole area forward, because we're talking about the Balkans. So you're not only looking to move Bosnia forward, you're looking to move Bosnia and Serbia and Croatia and Hungary and like the every, let's just move all of the Balkans forward and make you guys the masters in business and tech. And I feel really lucky to have met you, and I'm really impressed by your professionalism. What would you want everybody listening to walk away with in thinking about Bosnia? Because it's been an interesting journey for me. Being American, a lot of my friends, you know, were worried about me coming here. I crossed the border from Serbia to Bosnia thinking maybe I'd see, like, I don't know what, you know?
Yeah.
And then I get here and there's, you know, 5-star hotels and commerce and tourist shops and bakeries, and it's just a normal European getaway, you know? So what would you like to tell people about Bosnia and about coming here, and what would you like to share with them?
Well, yeah, I always consider myself as a ambassador of this country everywhere I go, because I was really well welcomed in back to your place in United States.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, that when it comes to Bosnia and Herzegovina, we are having reputation that all countries in Eastern Europe, unfortunately, because of this old system and the history. But I think in general that our countries in the region, and mine especially, they are gems who need to be discovered, not only when it comes to nature, culture, but also people. Because at the end of the day, as you said, I think that we are really known as people who are making meaningful connections and who can really, I would say, share everything directly with you. And we are kind of like trying to strive for the excellence, because a lot of people don't know, but we are here a lot of solutions coming coming from Bosnia, from Balkans, are actually because our developers like everywhere, I think that for us it's really important that we have we have to become really open to the international people to come here, because our cities unfortunately are not yet that kind of international, because our expat communities are really small and digital nomads, because co-working culture is really new to us, because these ecosystems are all less than 10 years in countries. So that's something that I always invite people to come to see, to actually help out these new generations, for them to actually to make world really approachable, because we are all known as people who are brain drain is very huge here, but there's the people who really want to bring the world home. So I always invite people who really like good food, who want to actually have fun on the mountains, rivers. We have a seaside. Our seaside is amazing. And, all the stuff that you have, entertainment. And it's really, even if the war was like 20-something years ago, and I know how it feels, it's always for every country, It's not only ours. But, I always invite people who are like brave enough, I'm living in Sarajevo, so I can be your tour guide. It's no problem. And I help you out over here.
How can people find you? Where can they find you online?
Yeah, well, okay. So you can find me on LinkedIn. So by my first name and last name. Also on Facebook, through my email account. My Gmail is alemapelesic@gmail.com. So I'm always open for any query from someone. So check it out.
And her contact will also be in the show notes. One last question before we wrap up. Actually, two questions. No, three. Okay. I take it back. Three questions.
Okay.
One, what was a really big obstacle that you've successfully overcome in your work, and how did you overcome it?
So we've been all known about fixed and growth mindset. I would say that here is like fixed mindset, because this culture is not supportive at all. So
supportive
of entrepreneurs in general, because for example, for my parents, like this job that I'm doing, it's like it's not a job. So for them, job is like from 8 to 4 in a public government institution, where it's like a safe job. Like private sector is still very unknown for them, because they are like from the socialism, which is like a system that didn't work out, unfortunately. So the main thing is like that we don't have, because of that, we don't have a lot of, very loud entrepreneur community, because people are still really, I would say, people were afraid to tell their ideas.
Right.
Tell their, even that they're doing something. They don't, and the first thing about the lean is like, you have to test it. You have to tell someone an idea. Is it like, is it the problem, that people are really facing of you, or it's your, or you're actually only one who is in love in your idea. So yeah. But why it's like a big, this was a major obstacle for me, because I had to facilitate the process of my expert to explain, this is our culture. So don't, people are, very also resistant when it comes to feedback. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, all this stuff we had to overcome, like from my side as well, how to actually facilitate the process, and from the partner side. So that was, I would say, the major obstacle.
Next question.
Tell me.
What is your favorite book?
Oh, my favorite book. I have many. Uh-huh. Okay. So when it comes to my favorite book, unfortunately, it's not connected to any my professional life.
That's okay.
But I will actually use this opportunity to promote that book. So it's actually 40 Rules of Love.
What is it?
40 Rule of Love.
40 Rules of Love. Yeah. Okay.
It's from Elif Safak. So she's actually a very known Turkish writer.
Yeah.
But I would say Turkish diaspora, because she is now living in England. And what is like important, because one major, I would say, lesson from there,
yeah,
is actually how you are inner love.
Yeah.
So, and for me, what I actually figured out as a meaning of life is actually how good your relationships are with, yeah, friends, with family, with your lover, and actually that is actually defining your life. So this book, they have 40 rules how can you actually find your grounding and meaning, not only in another person, but, yeah, in yourself, and then actually put it out of the world.
I like it.
Yeah, you have to read that book.
I do have to read that book. Okay, ready for the last question?
Yeah.
What is your favorite website or tech tool, app, could be hardware?
Uh-huh. Okay. Like
anything.
Well, the best website that I adore, it's Product Hunt.
Product Hunt.
Yeah.
No, Ryan Hoover.
No, I'm totally like obsessed with that website, because I actually, you know, I have push notification from that website, so I always get something, you know, new. Because, you know, everything, when some integration happened on Slack, I knew it before like everyone else, because I have a push notification from Product Hunt. So yeah, and you know, I always like testing some new, yeah, applications, and you know, all the upvote for which I really like. Mm. You know, I really like apps in general, so you know.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for hanging
Thank
out with
you.
The Women in Tech podcast. You guys have no idea. It's late. We've both had a really long week, and we're making this happen. I couldn't not share her story. She's made such a great impression on me, and I hope to know you for a lifetime. You're truly amazing. If you want to connect with more amazing women in tech around the world, remember to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to our Facebook. You could say hello at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on all the things, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. This was Alema Pelesic, facilitator at Swiss Contact Project SwissEP and Startup Grind director at Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina. SwissEP is a global project happening in 6 countries worldwide. We are helping and empowering startup organizations and startups in these 6 countries. I'm based currently in Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina. And you are listening to Women in Tech by Amazing Xpree.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what SwissEP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that, you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.